4, 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Rio de Janeiro to Monte Carlo to Glasgow to Stade, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and another wonderful Southern California day.
Greetings to all our listeners around the globe.
Absolutely. A little chilly out there today. Mark, isn't this weather crazy? Last week, I think when we were here, we were talking triple digits.
Yep.
7 days later, we're talking cool breezes, clouds.
Yeah, look at that. Looking out the window right now, I'm seeing all these clouds. It's picture perfect, really, actually, but still a little chilly coming in this morning.
And they're talking about some rain possibly this weekend, and then by Sunday, 90 again.
Well, we could use the rain.
As
you know, that song says, it never rains in Southern California. And they're true, it doesn't.
Sure.
We've got the drought. We have these big fires going on in San Diego County, so we definitely can use it today.
A lot of smog last weekend, too. I don't know if you noticed it because of the fires, I would assume. Even though we're down south in San Diego, I caught some of it in Glendale.
It reminded me of L.A. in the 70s, where the smog was so thick you can cut it.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. In fact, as I'm seeing the smog last week, I'm thinking it's been a long time since I've seen it. It's almost like the smog has disappeared.
Well, you know, Ed Begley was on he was doing the morning talk shows a few months
ago. Ed Begley Jr.
About a month ago. And he was basically saying due to, the factories and the whole thing that's going on, how you can cut back this and the emissions, they've basically saved the skies out here. The smog has pretty much been eliminated over the last 30 years. And when I saw it last week, it was weird seeing it back again because it was something we don't want to see.
Hey, big
here.
Shout out to Ed Begley. Want to get back to
Ed
him.
Begley Jr. Ed Begley,
just want to get back to him just a moment. But before we start the show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor.
If it wasn't for our sponsor, we wouldn't be here.
That's a fact. To Debbie in Steamboat Springs, California. Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Big shout out to Steamboat Soaps. Love the name of the product. Love the name of the city or town, Steamboat Springs.
Love the product.
And by the way, Mark, Debbie had mentioned to us today that the snow, believe it or not, almost in June, the snow has finally stopped falling.
Isn't that something?
It is crazy.
Wow.
I mean, it is crazy. And the team at Steamboat Soaps, they are currently planting a fresh crop of lavender so they could use for their product for this fall.
Like an English garden.
Yeah, smells great. And I could just picture Debbie in the yard, but on the ranch right now, planting this lavender and just getting ready for a big fall and a big rest of the year because they are expanding like it's nobody's business, Mark.
Now, I know Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics, they're twin companies. Now, I know Ranch Organics you can find in Anthropologies around the country and in Europe, I believe.
In England, correct.
Is Steamboat Soap Company also accessible in Anthropology? That's something we want to look into.
Oh, that's right.
On behalf of our sponsor to find out if I wanted to get Steamboat Soap Company today, if I can just go to my local Anthropology to get it.
Yeah. Debbie, I know you're listening right now, so shoot us an email or we'll follow up with you later today to get more information. And a lot more to follow, Mark, about Steamboat Soaps coming up later in the show. But big shout out for them.
Steamboatsoap.com.
Steamboatsoap.com. I love that name.
Yeah, I do too.
But more to follow. But back to Ed Begley Jr. really, really quick. Love all the stuff he's doing. In fact, he's got a all-green house that he's going to be opening up, I think, in a couple of months.
Right. He's been working on that for quite some time, and it's finally going to make its arrival.
I've got to ask, who was Ed Begley Sr.?
His father.
Was he into
who knows?
Entertainment
industry? Let's research that. We'll follow up on our next show in a week.
But so he's got that new house coming that's fully
green. The green house.
Fully green. So maybe we should try to get some kind of partnership or create some synergy with him and get involved.
With green living.
Today, to start the day off, Mark, we have several birthdays. Not a lot. Not a lot of birthday shout-outs today, but we're going to start off with Naomi Campbell, that beautiful supermodel.
Mm.
She was one of the – is that what they call them, supermodels?
Supermodel, yeah.
Supermodels. She was one of the first of the supermodels and still looking beautiful at a ripe 43.
43, wow.
7 years from 50, and she's still looking hot.
Good
as
gosh.
Jennifer Goodson, do you know who she is?
Jennifer Goodson, I do not.
If I saw her in the street, I couldn't tell who she was, but I've seen her in a couple movies that I can't even recall. But she's 35 today, 35. Apollo Ohno.
Oh, the winner of Dancing with the Stars a couple years ago.
And the Olympic gold medalist.
Right, sure.
31. 31 today. Okay. Singer, good song, for him. Singer-songwriter from the Smiths, Morrissey, is 54 today.
Wow.
Harvey Milk.
Harvey Milk.
If he was still alive today. Love the name.
Sean Penn won an Oscar for playing him a few years ago in the motion picture Milk.
That's correct. Yeah. He was murdered in 1978.
78, yeah. I remember that.
If he was still with us today, he'd be 84.
Wow.
84. Singer, songwriter, Johnny Gill.
Yeah, Johnny Gill. He's the one that had the big song for Urban Cowboy, right?
No, that's Mickey Gilly.
No. He had that song. It was on the Urban Cowboy. It was Waiting for Love, I think. Waiting for love in all the right places.
All right, he's 47 today.
47, huh?
47 today.
Great.
And that will conclude our happy birthday wishes today. So, again, not a lot of birthday wishes today.
Just enough, because we don't want to spend too much time on birthdays.
Just give a
shout-out. We got a show to conduct
here. Just giving a shout-out. And speaking of shout-out, Mark, I think we have a couple more shout-outs for some of our clients and brands that have recently come on board.
Wild Creations, which is our core business outside of the Tastemakers, so, we're always doing different events, always doing things around the country. So we've got a couple great events coming down the pike here. And one of the things was a few years ago, I'm sure you all remember, well, maybe you won't remember, but the first family got their first dog, Bo. And this was 5 years ago. It was an English water dog.
Portuguese
water dog, right. Yep. It was given to them by the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And in celebration of that 5 years ago, we did a first puppy gift bag that went directly to the first family.
Very successful, too.
Who knew that the popularity of the first family's first puppy would be so huge? And boy, it was great. It was phenomenal success. We did get a beautiful thank you from the president
that sits
and the
in
first
our office.
Lady,
sits
correct?
Framed.
Presidential seal, live autograph. I mean, it's fabulous. So now 5 years down the pike here, we decided, you know what? That was such a popular gifting. Why don't we do that again? Bo's 5 years old now, which is like, 40 or 50 to you and me, as Lauren Green used to say in his commercials for Alpo, for our listeners who remember that far back. But we decided, Wild Creations decided, let's do another gifting for Bo. He's five. He deserves something else. So we've got a ton of brands that participated. Too many to mention all in one show. So over the course of the next month or so, we're going to be
two or three a week.
Yeah, we're going to be mentioning a couple of the brands, and they're all great brands. I mean, and even have some great names. One of the names that came on board, Canine Caviar.
Love it.
Now, a lot of people don't like caviar. You and I, we're taste makers.
We'll eat it, though, Mark. We'll eat it, though, if it's there. So,
yeah, if it's in front of us and it's got the fixings on the side there, with all the
But caviar for human consumption is one thing. Caviar for dog consumption is a totally different
fabulous.
Thing.
It's fabulous, and that's one thing that makes a Wild Creations gifting different
Absolutely.
Than many others. We have an eclectic mix of brands, partners, and sponsors that participate in our gifting. So I want to put a big shout-out to caninecaviar.com. And all our listeners, if you've got a dog, a dog at home.
And if it's within your budget, Mark.
That's the good thing about Canine Caviar.
What?
It's affordable Canine Caviar. So I implore our listeners, go to www.caninecaviar.com, visit the website, see where you can get it, and order yourself some caninecaviar.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Okay.
Sure.
And another one, interesting, it's also along the lines of food, dog food.
Oh, this is a good one. I love the name, too.
I myself, I don't know about you, but I usually have to have some peanut butter every day of the week.
Every
on
day.
On toast, on a banana.
Need that protein, buddy. Need
it's
that protein.
Fabulous. And, peanut butter, you can't have enough of it. How about peanut butter for their dogs?
This is outrageous, Mark.
Yeah. Nuttycanine.com, where you can go for some peanut butter for your pets.
I like the name, too.
I've got a 11-year-old. Irish or an 11-year-old golden retriever, Bailey Ann Howard Harris the First. She's adorable.
Man, that's a hell of a name.
So, I've fed Bailey this Nutty Canine.
I've got Oliver, Mark, and Oliver loves Nutty Canine as well.
It's fantastic.
Just Oliver.
Yeah. So you got to go out there, visit nuttycanine.com, and please, I implore you, order some Netty Canine today.
That's
your dog will thank you and love you for the rest of his life life.
That's a pair of wonderful snacks, I'm telling you.
So the Wild Creations first dog gifting is on the way, and so we should be hearing back from the first family shortly. When we do, we'll follow up with that and get you more details. We'll do a few more shout-outs on some other brands a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, I just want to give a big shout-out to somebody I knew was listening today, Mark, Eric Big Bad Rice from Tennessee, who is a long friend of the Harris Brothers, who moved back to Tennessee about 12 years ago. But he's always listening, big fan and big supporter.
We love
Memphis.
Nashville.
We love Nashville.
Yeah.
We love Tennessee and the little town. I think Eric is in Elizabethton,
yeah.
I think. So
great.
Big shout-out to Eric Big Bad Rice at the factory today. I think he's probably listening as he's driving his forklift around. But big shout-out, Eric, and keep listening. And
pass the word, Eric. Pass the word. Tell two friends.
I know he does, Mark. I know he does. Hey, the other day we took in a movie over the weekend,
the
biggest blockbuster of the weekend, Godzilla.
Yeah.
$93 million, a remake of a remake. $93 million at the box office was more than they expected, more than the pros expected. Not quite 100, but they've already gave the green light for part two.
Yeah.
Now, what were your thoughts on the movie?
Well, you know, I really wasn't too keen on it. They jumbled it up with some other creatures.
It was like Godzilla versus
Mota.
I don't even
know. Mota was the electrical thing that they were fighting.
It seemed like one of the other Godzilla movies from the 60s, Godzilla versus Mothra,
yeah.
Where was that flying creature?
Right.
So out of the gate, we should have just been introduced to Godzilla, but we were
sequel.
Introduced
let's have Mota.
Yeah.
But the thing I didn't like also about this one is Godzilla, since 1954, through all the Godzilla movies, is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Godzilla's a villain. He's the bad guy.
It ended where they played him out to be the good guy.
Save the city.
Yeah.
Save the city from the Mota.
I'm not quite sure where I still sit in the movie, but I wasn't happy with Bryan Cranston being killed off. He didn't need to be killed
off.
Well,
I hope we don't have any listeners that haven't seen the show and that we're spilling the beans for them. If you do, sorry about that. This is life.
But still, there was no need to kill him.
No.
One, two. Who was the Japanese actor?
Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, I like him, but every scene he was in.
The same look on his face.
He looked like he was crying, or he was going to cry. It was almost funny.
Exact same look on the face every time. And you know what? We'd seen it with my son, and I jokingly said when the movie ended, I says, where can I get my money back? As we were leaving,
sure, I saw that.
He was going to see another movie, and he was meeting up with another buddy. So I saw his buddy in line, and so I went up to him. He asked me how it was, and I says, I didn't like it. I'm going to ask for my money back. Now, folks, I'm not serious when I say I'm asking for my money back.
Easy,
I'm kidding. He took me seriously. He went and saw the Godzilla. And or not the Godzilla. He saw another
Neighbors.
He saw Neighbors that afternoon. Didn't like it, and he actually went to ask for his money back. And they shot him down. He's a kid, you know. So
you can't get your money back for a movie. I mean, it's not like food you're eating.
Right.
I mean,
you see movies, a bad movie, that's it.
Yeah, movies are just too.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't. You can ask for your money back if there's a problem with the film, if the theater's overcrowded and there's babies
heating
crying,
or temperature conditions.
Yeah, but as far as the film is concerned, you can't make a movie that absolutely everybody's going to love.
Yeah.
Even with Avatar and Titanic, billion-dollar movies, you can't please everybody. But
no,
again, one thing I did like about Godzilla, again, like I said, I'm still on the fence. Maybe next week I'll like it even more. I didn't like Bryan Cranston dying. I didn't like that Mothra thing.
Yep.
But what I did like, I don't know if you caught this or not, but his scream, his sound, his roar was the original Godzilla.
That's what I thought too. Yeah,
which I liked,
which was cool.
a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know what took him so long to become a fire breathing Godzilla. He wasn't fire breathing at the start, but then he ended up becoming a fire breathing Godzilla.
I was waiting for him to start fire breathing, and it took until the last inning of the movie for it to happen.
Was he fire breathing in the first and the second ones?
What do we mean, first and second?
The original movie back in the 50s.
He's
always been a fire breathing Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, always good to get out to the movies. And
I love going to the movies.
One of the things I love about it is the previews.
One of the best parts about going to the movies.
You know, some people were complaining a couple weeks back or a month back about getting rid of some of the
ridiculous,
because people's schedules are so tight now. They spend so much time in the theater, they could alleviate 15 minutes of that time with the coming attractions. But I love, sometimes the coming attractions are better than the movie.
A few months ago, I went to a theater and they had 20 minutes of coming attractions.
Love it.
Yeah. I like to get a taste of what's coming up.
A taste.
And it's better than seeing it on TV, in a commercial on TV. When you see it in the dark theater with that surround sound and the vibration and the people, it's invigorating.
What do you think about the, at times, up to $18 cost for the 3D IMAX?
That's a lot of bread, but it's quite the experience, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And one thing that also the other day I noticed, the amount of people buying the jumbo tubs of popcorn. They're $8 a pop.
Yeah.
I mean, the jumbo tub.
Yeah.
And then the jumbo Cokes.
Well, you know, it's just like the McDonald's and all the other fast food places where you get go large. They're always pitching. Everybody's buying more and more. And
I saw a family of four. They in each of the two kids and the mom and dad each had the jumbo Coke, and they had two of the giant tubs of popcorn.
Damn, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, about $60 or so in popcorn and drinks.
I mean, you don't need that big pop. But the guy that was sitting next to me, boy, he couldn't stop eating that pop. He had the jumbo popcorn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
once he got through with it and he ate the whole thing himself, he went straight to the candy. He went straight to the licorice afterwards.
Oh, boy.
So that guy was putting it down the whole time.
Yeah, I love it. I love
it. It's a great experience. And even if you have to go large, and not the food-wise, but get the IMAX and the 3D, like you said earlier, it is an experience.
It is. And, you know, since man crawled out of the sludge, we've always enjoyed entertainment. And going to see a movie is just fantastic.
You know, by the way, change of topic off the movies. When I was on my way to the theater the other day, I saw something on the freeway that I've never seen before. In this city... And you have traffic nonstop all the time wherever you go. And I'm in it all the time. And I see accidents all the time. The other day, I saw an accident with a Lamborghini.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Did you say this was on the freeway?
It was on the freeway. Wow. There must have been about 8 police cars.
What color was it?
It was silver. Oh. The whole front end was demolished.
Oh, gosh.
So, I mean,
was there another car there? Or did it was a hit and run?
I only saw that car.
Oh, terrible.
And 8 to 10... 10, maybe it was a hit and run. I don't know.
You know, we love being here in L.A., and a lot of people think in L.A. you are what you drive. So in L.A., we have the luxury of being able to see some of the most incredible cars out there. And, you know, we do love our cars. I mean, the Harris brothers, we are luxury
fanatics.
Car and sport car fanatics.
Yeah.
And you and I were in a meeting, a lunch meeting last Wednesday. Or was it Wednesday?
It was last Tuesday.
Yep. Okay. Oh, that's right. Wow, that week went by fast.
It sure did.
So we were in Beverly Hills having a lunch meeting at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant.
Villa Blanco.
Which we're doing a shout out. And then it's not a sponsored piece, but this restaurant, it's owned by the Vanderpump, Lisa Vanderpump from the
Housewives of Beverly Hills
fame. But I got to tell you, did we order the same thing?
We did. I forgot what
it was. Ground lamb and ground beef mixed in together.
Spaghetti bolognese.
This dish and the bread.
What was the noodle that they had? It wasn't fettuccine, but it was a very fat, wide noodle.
It was almost mozzarella-like, but it wasn't spaghetti, so it was...
Boy, they got
all these gourmet...
And with the bread, the bread's always key when you go out to dinner
Fantastic.
Or what have you. But they had a little olive paste that came with it to accompany. Oh, that was a meal in itself, Mark.
Yep.
We were early for the luncheon, so we had an extra 30 minutes or so to indulge.
Villa Blanco on Brighton Way in Beverly Hills, owned by Lisa Vanderpump. If you haven't, and very fairly priced too, you know, and
very
they've got
affordable.
A wide variety. They've got Italian food. They've got salads.
Pizzas,
I almost got the Cobb salad
and burgers.
Yeah,
Kobe burgers.
Yep.
And the pizzas. They were like like if you go on a Friday night to a pizza place, a large size pizza. A restaurant like Villa Blanco's, usually the pizza would be a 8 to 10 inch like personal size pizza.
Yep.
Here it was jumbo, large, priced well. And like Mark said, this is not a paid endorsement,
take it from the tastemakers. This is something. You get from us also. You get restaurant reviews, lifestyle, living, clothing reviews, and
fashion.
So forth. So, but back to where I was originally getting when I said we were in Beverly Hills last week. We love our cars.
We sure know how to drift, don't we?
Yeah, from one to another. But that's a good thing about having a radio show. You can drift all you want.
Yeah.
The new Rolls Royce Wraith car.
Don't like the name, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what Wraith means.
It's got to mean something.
What's their new pitch, their logo?
Wraith, and the world stood still.
Boy, we saw this Wraith coming down the street on Brighton Way.
Well, what do you think about the slogan, and the world stood still?
I love it. It was an electric blue, I guess. Or what would you call that?
Metallic.
Blue? An electric metallic blue Rolls-Royce Wraith.
Looked full of life.
My gosh, this has to be one of the best automobiles out there. You know, Rolls-Royce did a huge turnaround about 8 years ago when they introduced their new Phantom and the drop coupe.
And then the Ghost came
three or four years ago. And now they've got Wraith. Rolls-Royce and Bentley have done a complete turnaround.
I wonder,
Rolls-Royce and Bentley is both owned by BMW now. So
you think that possibly the Wraith is going to replace the Ghost, or it's added to the stable?
Just added to the stable, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, boy, I tell you, for the last week, all I've been thinking about is this Wraith. And I think it's about $3.25, $3.50 for this car. Any idea?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's comparable to the Ghost.
It might be a little. It might be a little cheaper because it's more sportier. Yeah. It's like kind of like the Bentley Continental.
But boy, oh boy,
maybe it's
Rolls Royce is back.
Am I kidding? Maybe it's $300.
Yeah,
whether it's $300, $350, or $400. I mean, that's the price of a house.
Rolls Royce is back, and they're bigger than ever.
Yeah.
So I mean, the Rolls Royce Wraith.
I know we attended a Rolls Royce. Breakfast a couple years ago where they let us test drive the Ghost. And
that was at the Pelican Hill Resort out there in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Again, another fabulous resort.
A fantastic opportunity for the tastemaker to attend. We had lobster scrambled eggs, I believe.
Yep.
So we should reach out to them and see if they have anything coming up for the Wraith. I mean, evidently it's been introduced because it's already out on the out on the road, and I see
on the road, they've got
an article in this magazine right now, the Westlake magazine.
Yep.
But need to reach. I know we get a periodical email from them with invitations to this and that, but nothing for the Wraith. But we should follow up and look into that, Mark.
Absolutely.
Have your press secretary look into that for you, please.
Okay. I'll let my chief of staff coordinate it.
Very good. Very good. Right. Speaking of chief of staff, I'm thinking presidential stuff and so forth. I'm thinking the new show 24. I'm watching it last night. William Devane's playing the president.
Great.
And his
I
chief
like
of
Bill
staff
Devane.
Is Nate Donovan. But what do you think about
Tate
the new
Donovan?
Tate Donovan. Tate,
yeah.
Nate.
Close enough, right?
Close enough. What are your thoughts on 24?
Well, this is the third episode, I think, now.
Third.
Right. It's okay. It doesn't have the
panache impact
that the previous episodes and seasons have had.
Yeah.
I could see the reason for coming back. We all wanted it to come back again, but
The movie, they were supposed to be making a movie.
Yeah. I think they might still be making it.
That fell through. That's why they came back with this. But I don't like the fact that being in London as opposed to here, something is missing because of that.
Well,
we got to go again with the what's he always looking for? Chloe's always sending him all the
semantics.
Semantics.
Yeah.
No matter where he is. At any given time.
Give me the semantics, Chloe.
Within seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, and, you know, he's like a superhero.
And can can she crack a smile occasionally once in a while or a little chuckle or a laugh?
But these semantics.
Everywhere. She's got access to London. Yeah, even in London they've
within
got access.
Seconds.
It's one thing here in the U.S. they've got access to these semantics, but to be in Europe, England, you know, I don't know.
But I do like the show, and I'm hoping it's going to get a little better because this is just, you know, this is just.
The last season they had was great.
Yeah, the season, that was a couple years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah. So good TV these days.
Mad Men, you know. Mad Men sometimes is tough to follow, but I love the show. And I was watching Sunday night's episode, and, you know, there's a couple things in there I'm thinking, what just happened? The guy bailed that one guy out of jail?
Yeah.
You know, first this guy comes back. He's been gone for four episodes or five episodes. Suddenly he's back.
Yeah.
And Harry Hamlin's trying to take over from Sterling, Roger Sterling. He wants to be a partner. Roger Sterling almost has no say-so in the agency anymore.
Which
I don't know what direction the show's going.
I don't
still like it, though.
But I got to tell you, even when it's a bad episode, it's a good episode.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Even when it's a bad episode, it's a good episode.
It's still good.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And the clothing they wear in these guys.
Love
it's fantastic. The clothing, the interior design, you know, Roger Sterling's office. They've got this, Matthew Weiner's got this show down to a T. Across the board, in style, fashion.
Hey, you know what, though, Mark? I don't know if you caught this the other day. Now, we're currently in 1969 with Mad Men.
Yeah.
Don Draper picked up the newspaper the other day. Did you see that?
I saw that. And it was in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was picking up from a box of just some stuff that he had
from
saved
from 5 years ago?
It was odd. Why even throw that in
there? He picked up, you listeners out there, he picked up a newspaper that said, President Kennedy assassinated or killed by sniper fire in Dallas today. So, again, like you said, was it just an old newspaper he had in his box of...
I've got old newspapers in my garage. It's got all sorts of stuff.
In your box of... what do you call your box?
Box of treasures.
Box of treasures. That's right. So was that Don Draper's box of treasures, or did they really, really drop the ball?
Yeah, who knows? And then, I mean, why was it sitting out there on the bed, though, too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? But anyhow, great show. Great show. I see I got a call from Kevin Blakely coming in right now.
Is that right?
He's calling me, right. Wow. Yeah. It's got Kevin Blakely, see?
Well, should we take that?
Probably not.
What's the name of the show to call him?
I don't know. Maybe he is listening to the show, and he doesn't have the show number, but he's just calling directly over here.
Do we happen to have the number of the show, Kevin? I don't know. If you're out there, are we talking about getting you on the line? Are we talking about
The show is 818-602-4929.
And maybe he's calling about our invitation to attend his performance next week at the Glendale Center Theater.
Theater and around in Glendale.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. Thank you very much, Kevin. And
if you are listening, Kevin, that's my cell phone.
I'm glad he was able to invite us and get us on the list. I know we tried a couple times at the Peterson when he was associated with the Peterson.
Again, back to cars. Peterson Auto Museum is a fabulous auto museum here in Los Angeles, right in the Fairfax District across from the Museum of Contemporary Art. It's got every beautiful car out there going back 100 years. It's a great place to go. So here's a shout-out to the Peterson Auto Museum.
Fantastic.
Yeah, voicemail. I'll check that out.
Last time we were there was for a business meeting, for an event that was taking place there.
Is the event that we're going to this weekend in Vancouver, Canada.
Which is a great association partnership and a great charity we have with the Rally for Kids.
Rally for Kids with Cancer, based out of Toronto, and the company is Sick Kids and Solutions with Impact. We travel to beautiful Vancouver, Canada on Thursday. We are producing the official celebrity gifting suite for the Variety Rally for Kids. The website is varietyrallyforkids.com, presented by eBoost. And again, it's a great event with great talent.
Great cause.
Great cause. We are attending the Friday night pre-draft party.
Is that fun?
Sure what the nightclub is, though. And we are going to be going to hosting the gifting suite on Saturday during the day. And then Saturday night, we go to the Winner's Circle Gala Dinner, all taking place at the Fairmont Pacific Rim Hotel, overlooking lovely, I think it's Vancouver Harbor, or they got another name for the harbor. It might be named something
else.
All
I know is our room has a view of the harbor. They didn't tell me what the harbor was called. They just said we have a view of the harbor.
Yeah. So if our listeners want to donate to a great cause, it benefits children's cancer, go to varietyrallyforkids.com, please, and read it, see how they benefit it. If you could volunteer this weekend, if you wanted to make a donation.
Even a couple bucks helps, Mark.
Right. Be a sponsor. Great event. Matt and I are proud to say that we've been associated with this group for the last 5 years. It's usually Toronto's the big event. We always go to Toronto. They've had it here in L.A. as well, Miami Beach, and now they're going to be doing it here in Vancouver. So we're looking forward to participating. We're looking forward to going up there, meeting some great people, meet some great celebrities.
Great city, too.
And have a good time for a great cause. So back to our Peterson Museum. That's where we first hooked up with.
Hold on, really quick before we talk about Peterson, and you just mentioned looking for sponsors for the charity. I want to talk about our sponsor real quick again.
Oh, absolutely.
Too, here. I have a little more information on Steamboat Soap Company. That could be a little tricky, can it?
Sorry to say that three times real fast.
Steamboat Soaps. That's probably about as far as I can get. In any event, Steamboat Soaps, they have 8 vintage ski labels.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen the website. It's great.
That sounds pretty cool.
It reminds me of Aspen, 1935, or Squaw Valley. Is it Squaw Valley?
Squaw Valley is in Idaho, I think.
Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Or Idaho.
Yeah. Steamboat Soaps have vintage ski labels and will be in most of the ski resorts come this winter, including Big Bear, Aspen, Vail, and et cetera. So that's a lot of cool, trendy, hip locations.
Yeah.
So that, a big bravo to Steamboat Soap.
Sounds like they got their act together over there.
Is Debbie doing the sales over there, or does she have a crack sales staff as well?
Yeah.
Anyhow, also, just so you know, their lip cream is their most popular.
Ooh, lip cream. I got to get some of that because I have to have my lip balm every day.
I know. And a couple months ago, you had some issues or
something.
Some kind of
problem with the lips. Yeah, they were chapped. They wouldn't go away.
So maybe this lip cream.
I'm applying balm as we speak.
It comes in large push-up tubes. And here are the flavors, Mark.
Oh, I love it.
Interesting variety of flavors. Mint, orange spice, coconut, and maple.
Wow.
Yep.
I want to eat them all.
I'm telling you. Ranch Organics is still growing strong with their addition to their second barn in Steamboat Springs.
Wow.
And Mark, it all started with their first barn on the ranch.
I love these success stories, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's where the soaps and such are made.
Yeah.
You know? And in the upcoming store that they're going to be opening up, they have a farm-style sink. I'm sorry to say, I'm not quite sure. I don't know what a farm-style sink is, unless it's one of those
farm-style sink.
But they've got a farm-style
sink. A big sink like a bathtub, maybe.
Possibly. That's going to be located in the store where the consumer and buying customer can test all their soaps out before they make their purchase.
Fantastic.
And here's another cool thing, Mark. In the store, we're happy to say, and I know Debbie shared this with me, she's happy to say that once you get in the store, you'll be able to see celebrity photos on the wall from all the participations that Debbie and Rancher Grannies and Wild Creations were shared together. So,
love it.
Celebrity photos on the wall in their upcoming opening store.
Fantastic.
So, big shout out again to Steamboat, Rancher Grannies, and Debbie.
Yep. Way to go, Debbie. Well, I want to mention another event that we are doing coming up in the next couple weeks. It's our Hollywood Moms gift bag. Here in Hollywood, celebrity moms are having kids
left
all
and
the
right.
time.
They're popping them out.
We congratulate Drew Barrymore. She just gave birth, I think it was about 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
She was on, what was she on? Oh, Ellen yesterday with Rich McCall talking about that.
Right.
So, yeah, congrats.
So Wild Creations is gifting our annual Hollywood Moms swag bags. And this is something, too. We've got a ton of people participating in this thing, but we could only name a couple brands every week. One of these great brands that just came on board, it's a baby blanket. Now, I know you had kids, I have kids. When they were little babies, they all have their babas and their buddies.
You forget the binkies.
Buddies. Binky, baba, and buddies. We called them buddies, and they were blankets. This is a company that has a fantastic, luxurious, soft baby blanket.
Very comfy, Mark. Very, very comfy.
Probably in all my years of reviewing baby blankets, this one's the best. Sun 7 Designs, and it's the number 7. It's Sun, S-U-N, the number 7, designs.com. Sun 7 Designs.
Where are they located, Mark?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but are they in
I believe
Canada?
They're Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Canadian company.
Yeah, friends to the north. We do love them Canadians.
We do love the Canadians. I mean, we do our annual Rally for Kids with Cancer. We do our annual Canadian Country Music Awards, which, by the way, sun7designs.com is not only participating in our Hollywood Moms gift bag.
They're going to be in the gifting suite for
They will be in Edmonton come September for the official two-day celebrity backstage gifting suite, giving out their fabulous baby blankets.
And I think this is their first gifting experience. So, it's a great way to get their feet wet and have fun.
Right. So they're in the Hollywood Moms, and then in a few months they're going to be in-house promoting this fabulous brand in Edmonton.
Sun, I like an adult version of this blanket because it is so soft and comfy.
Kind of like the Slanket that's different, but the Slanket was really soft. You know, that's one thing I liked about the Slanket. But sun7designs.com, folks, I encourage you, I implore you, go to the website, sun7designs.com. Check out their website. You either have a baby, or you've got somebody in your family that's got a baby, or your friends have a baby. Somebody you know has a baby.
So get out there and get that product.
And they got a birthday coming up, an anniversary. You know, they
did you give out the website, Mark?
Sun7designs.com.
Give it again.
Ladies
one more time.
Go to sun7designs.com. View it, visit it, buy it.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's one of our other events that we've got coming up.
So I guess Kevin didn't try giving us a call. I wonder if he was talking.
Well, he left the voicemail. Hmm. So
hopefully it's about Center Theater. Are we giving a review on that when
the
we attend?
Seven, we might as
or
well.
Or we just an invited guest?
Or we're comp the tickets as VIPs, I believe.
Is that
so,
right?
Why not?
You think that there's going to be a red carpet at the event?
Hmm.
A media wall, maybe.
Good question.
Kevin, if you're out there, if you can listen, if you're hearing us, call in and let us know. We'll follow up with this later.
Okay. But, I was just going to listen to it. I was just going to play it back.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Left it. I don't know.
Look at those clouds. Beautiful, beautiful day. Shangri-La, as Mark likes to always say. When you're in L.A., you are in Shangri-La. But every time he mentions that on the radio, we have more and more people coming out here. And Mark does not like more
people
coming out.
I always encourage you, come out, visit.
Stay a couple days.
Boost our economy. And then please, folks, go back home.
Get back home.
We have no more room for you.
Get back home. Did you by any chance happen to watch the Billboard Music Awards the other day?
No, because I was too busy. Sunday night's a good night for TV. I love The Good Wife, Mr. Selfridges,
Did you see Selfridges, by the way?
Man. No, I had to TiVo it. I can only watch one thing at the same time. I TiVo'd it, though.
Fantastic. Yep. It's a 90-minute episode, the season finale. Yeah. Just fantastic. Good. Yeah.
The war has ended already, right? Seems like it just started. I thought it was over.
No.
I thought people were coming home.
Oh, well, whatchamacallit, when the woman's brother, he came home, he was injured. He was found, he was injured, but the war is still pressing on. But yeah, better TV these days than ever before, I'm thinking. Even with TiVo, it's very difficult to catch up. I find myself having 80 and 90 things. Well, my wife tapes a bunch of stuff, and so do my kids, so More good TV than ever before. But Billboard Awards, watched it the other day. I don't even know who the host was. I didn't watch. I watched tidbits of it.
I don't know if they did have a host. But how about that I know hologram. Where you're going.
Oh, the hologram. You know what the hologram was, right? It wasn't it was just Michael Jackson's head.
Right.
It was, they filmed somebody, a dancer that had similar body style and shape as he did. Went out there, did these moves, and they added his head. Now, was that necessary? How come they just couldn't use old footage? Why do they have to create this?
It's just like when they have to create those things for the video games. You have to go out there and wear those green suits with all the buttons on
it. Yeah, but they're creating something. I mean,
well, they're creating this. That's the only way to do the hologram.
But they put the head in there. Why can't they? I mean, you tell me they have to create, but they don't have to create the head?
I guess it was just the face, not the head. It was the face they created. Mm. Yeah. I don't know the details.
It looked pretty good to me. What do you think?
I'm just replying back to Kevin Blakey right now with the text.
But I thought it looked pretty good. You know, here we go again. It's just like a movie, like we're saying earlier, how you can't ask for your money back. You can't. Everybody can't like everything.
That's true.
I personally thought this was pretty cool. And a lot of people, the fans that I saw on TV, looked like they were digging and getting into it. But then you got your critics and your skeptics saying, they shouldn't have done it, or it didn't look that good.
A lot of people were saying it was creepy and scary. I didn't see anything creepy or scary about it.
I thought when they did that at Coachella about 3 years ago, the hologram of Tupac, that looked a little creepy. He had a creepy look about him. It was at nighttime. It just, that looked creepy. This didn't look creepy at all. I thought
it was fantastic.
Unless you think of it creepy, thinking that that's actually him on stage.
Yeah.
But, you know, another long, boring
show.
Yeah. 3 hours is too long.
Where was that? I know it was in
Vegas.
It was at the MGM Theater?
Yeah.
Because it looked like it was some like the Million Dollar Theater or the Orpheum downtown LA. It looked one of these old glamorous ones. Hmm. Vegas, especially the MGM, all those theaters are pretty much standard.
Yeah. It was at the Garden.
But this looked nothing like the Garden. It looked like they were at the... I know they were in Vegas at the MGM, but unless it's a brand new theater.
Yeah, well.
Because it was all that gothic and the gargoyles.
Well, I guess you did see the show then.
No, just the clips.
I see.
See, in my business, I've got to be watching all the different shows, all the different reality shows and movies and stuff at the same time.
Right.
I'm kind of like those old executives at Network in the 70s.
Universal, they have four TVs.
They had the three TVs, you know.
With all three networks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the White House. They used
to have
three TVs.
Yeah,
I'm watching everything. I'm multitasking.
Did you see when Kendall Jenner, who, by the way, two nights before was walking the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival.
Good Lord.
The day before she was seen on a yacht. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out whose yacht it was that she was on, you know, during the festival. But anyhow, 2 days after walking the carpet at Cannes, boy, this kid lives the life of being
only 18. She does look pretty good, though. You know, I hadn't seen her, I guess, in a while.
Very
and with her all makeup on and everything, she looked terrific.
I think she just signed on. She's going to be on the cover of Vogue.
Wow.
Where else can you go after that if you're a model? But
yeah, I think Vogue is the pinnacle. Once you've made it to Vogue, you've made it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Where else can you go?
Yeah.
But in any event, did you see her
blunder?
Her blunder.
Yeah. Not surprising.
She started out good.
She, like all the other Kardashians, have no talent.
Right. But she started out good, and then she says that she didn't have her contacts in, but she did really good. And when she was going to introduce...
I wouldn't say she did really good. I think she did what she was supposed to do. I mean, I wouldn't compliment that.
Okay, she was standard. But when she was getting ready to introduce the brand, 5 seconds to whatever, she started out saying one. I'm thinking she had One Direction because she had that relationship with Harry Styles from One Direction. And I think she had Harry Styles and One Direction on her mind because she started out introducing the band as one. And then she fumbled. And then she made I made a mistake. She was thinking Harry Styles.
Hmm. Well,
but
who
she
knows?
Shouldn't have been there. And you know what I heard? She and her sister, who was the other one? Kendall and...
Kylie,
the younger one. They're going to be hosting a music awards show in Canada next month. First off, I wonder what show.
Well, is that the what do they call that one? That the julep or the juniper?
Oh, no, that's not music. I know which one you're talking about. That's not music. But I didn't know, other than the Canadian Country Music Awards, I didn't know there was another music award show. But
maybe it's the Canadian MTV Awards, because they have one up there, I think.
They might. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know they have a European one. But still, how in the world do you go to them?
Yeah.
You know, having them appear at a party or at an opening or even introducing a band that you're going to blunder at.
Yeah.
How do you have these two? You saw how Chloe did when she was hosting
X Factor.
The X Factor.
Gosh, yes, it was terrible.
Did she last the entire season?
No, she didn't come on. She didn't come on at the start of the season. I think she came on in the middle of the season.
But she was terrible. You know, that's not an easy thing. You have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't just take somebody from wherever and just throw them into that position. But kudos to her momager.
Yeah. Momager, I like that.
Because.
Hey, I want to take another moment to pitch or promote another event that we're doing, Wild Creations, which again is our core business at www.wildcreationsmedia.com. We were approached by the production company that makes one of Bobby Flay's shows. Everybody loves Bobby Flay. And it's the second season of Beat Bobby Flay. And it is, we're doing the gifting in June 10th, I believe, or June 12th. We did the gift bags for the event last year, for the show last year, and we were asked back again this year. So we're going to be gifting all the biggest celebrity food stars in America, Wolfgang Puck.
In the world, I'm
Rachel
thinking, Mark.
Ray.
Some of these are worldwide renowned.
Exactly. So I want to put a big shout out to a brand that just came on board today, David's Cookies.
Oh,
now, they're based in New Jersey, which isn't too far from where the show is being filmed. It's davidscookies.com. Now, these cookies are baked fresh daily. And I know you, like me, we love our fresh baked cookies. You can't beat a fresh baked cookie. It's like a fresh baked donut.
Do you know what their specialty is, Mark?
You know, they've got a bunch of them. They've got the oatmeal, the chocolate chip, and
they've
got a
couple of
things.
Providing a dozen in the tin, correct?
A tin, right. Yeah. A tin of fresh-baked David's cookies.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying that because you know as well as I do, Mark, not only do the celebrities get gifted, we do too.
I like that, yeah. So davidscookies.com. Go to their site. These cookies are baked fresh daily. Check it out. Put yourself in an order and tell them that the Harris Brothers, the Tastemaker, sent you.
Yeah, maybe whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, Valentine's Day, we got the holidays. Well, the holidays aren't coming up, but we got Father's Day coming up still. So
there's always an event. Graduation.
Graduation.
Father's Day.
Dads and grads.
Right. So that's
get out there
up.
And get on their website.
davidscookies.com. Baked fresh daily.
Yep.
And you can find them in our upcoming celebrity gift bag for Beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah, welcome on board. That's going to be a great bag.
It's going to be
a great opportunity.
Bag.
I'm glad that we're on board again.
For the second year.
Yeah, do you know when that show starts? I know
I don't.
Start filming.
It might be the 12th or 13th. I'm not sure if that's when they start filming or if that's when the actual show goes live. So we'll get details for you next week's show.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so.
We're attending a polo match in a couple weeks, Mark. The
love
opening
polo.
We love polo, yeah. Polo.
Not just the Ralph Lauren fragrance, but and their logo on
very,
their shirts.
Very cool sport, very classy. But in any event, the opening season for the San Diego Polo Club is, I believe, June 1st, which is a week from Sunday.
Less than 2 weeks
away. And anyhow, it's coming up in a couple weeks. So Mark and I are invited to attend the polo match and looking very forward to it. What's the name of the club? It's the San Diego Polo Club, but the what's the city that's taking place in?
Santa Fe.
Rancho Santa Fe, correct.
Which is a great little town.
Yeah.
Golfer Phil Mickelson lives in
right
Rancho
there.
Santa Fe.
There are two matches for the day. The first one's at 12 o'clock. We're going to be attending the one at 3 o'clock. That is immediately followed by the Chukar after party. Now, the Chukar is, the divot is
the
when
Chukar,
you.
The Chukar is like a period, a quarter.
Right. So it's like I guess when you go to a bar that's at the 19th hole, it's the additional hole. It's like the Chukar after party. So looking forward to attending that. And I got to tell you, Mark, I'm not quite sure what my wardrobe is going to consist of for this day. Haven't been to a polo match in many, many years.
Yeah. Well, a polo match in June, and it's almost the summer, down there in Rancho Santa Fe.
I'm thinking white pants.
White pants, it's a must.
Yeah. I'm even thinking about throwing on an ascot.
You know, great idea. Ascots are pretty cool. Who did I see recently wearing an ascot? And I thought that was really cool. But yeah, we've got a bunch of ascots. They were one of our sponsors a few years ago. So I've got like a half dozen different ascots, cool colors, patterns, paisley,
don't wear them
polka
very,
dot and everything.
Don't wear them very often at all.
Where else?
I was either
going to
go with the bow tie, but today I decided that I might go with the ascot.
I don't know. It'll be one or the other, but I think white pants are a must. And it's the after party we're going to, and then at the halfway Chukar, you get out there and
stomping
you're
stomping the divots. Yeah, that's kind of neat too.
Bring some champagne, maybe some caviar. Right.
Bring a picnic basket and just get ready for an overall wonderful time. And just got to work on that wardrobe. You know, it's key. We always want to stand
wardrobe
out.
Wardrobe is key. And, you know, because we're going to be meeting some business partners down there for the first time, and you can never make a good impression. On the second time. So you've got to make a good impression the first time.
Fantastic.
So June 1st, San Diego Polo Club.
San Diego Polo Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Down in Rancho Santa Fe.
And I think we have the season opening up here in the Los Angeles area, the Will Rogers Park in the middle part, Will Rogers State Park.
Yeah.
Middle part of...
it's on the end of the Sunset Boulevard near the near Malibu.
Yeah,
near the beach.
We have an open invitation for the season, so I guess we need to check our schedule and see what suits your fancy.
Yeah, polo is pretty big, and we used to have a polo team here in Los Angeles. It was the LA Stars.
Oh, that's
back,
right.
Back 15 years ago.
Smokin' Joe Henderson.
Smokin' Joe Henderson.
Wasn't he married to that pop star?
I think he was. He was married to somebody.
What was her name? Sheena Easton?
Oh.
Was it Sheena Easton or was it?
You know, that sounds almost unbelievable enough to be accurate.
Kind of Hollywoodish.
Yeah.
Smokin' Joe Henderson, yep. The captain of the Hollywood Stars.
The LA Stars.
LA Stars. Yep. Should have been the Hollywood Stars. I bet in the 20s and 30s, they probably had several polo teams called Hollywood
Something. There were polo clubs, but there was no professional. This was a professional polo club that was here in the LA Stars. And they played, Florida had one, New York, Chicago. We didn't have, and there were no professional polo.
Smokin' Joe Henderson. What's the name of the world famous polo guy? Nacho
Libre.
Nacho Libre?
No. Is it Nacho Libre?
I don't know. He's the guy that's also the spokesperson, not the spokesperson, but he's the face of polo for Ralph Lauren. But he's like the number one polo player on the planet, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah. I believe he
Nacho
is.
Nacho Figaro, was that it? Hey, we were at an event last year, too, we met a polo match.
Email. You know. Yeah. Sorry, folks, but we're doing
business.
Our show, we're conducting business. We've got two cells here. He's got two cells there. We're taking calls. We're texting. But you have almost 100% of our attention during the show. But we still have to conduct
90,
business because
99.9.
You know, we're wildcreationsmedia.com, so we're conducting our core business there. We're writing an article for Fine Lifestyles magazine. We're working on our Miss USA pageants, judging. You know, we just signed on to do Miss
Hawaii.
Miss Hawaii.
What a gas!
So you know, we've got our core business. We've got travels coming up on Thursday. We're going to
Vancouver.
So even while we're conducting this show, folks, we are conducting business.
Got to, Mark.
Yeah.
Got to. Just not enough time of the day.
Hey, this is only a 50-minute show, mind you, too.
Back to Miss Hawaii really, really quick, because as fantastic as that is, we've judged many different pageants over the last couple of years. Miss Hawaii is probably the coolest one.
Yeah, but New York is great. Chicago is great. California is fantastic.
Yeah.
But Hawaii's got that... That special feeling about it.
But talk about total opposite end of the spectrum. A week later, we're going to be in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, judging Miss Alabama.
Wow.
So from Hawaii to Alabama.
Love it. I've never been to Alabama.
Never been to Alabama either.
So I'm looking forward to it. I thought we were in Birmingham, but you say we're in Montgomery?
It's Montgomery.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know much about
the
it.
The heart of the South.
Yeah, so back to back.
The heart of the Confederacy.
From Waikiki to Montgomery.
Well, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Look at last year. We went from Chicago to Palm Beach, or did we go from Palm Beach to Chicago?
Chicago and then to Palm Beach. So we went from the snow to the warm temps. And
folks, it's tough being a tastemaker.
Somebody's got to do it, though, Mark.
By gosh, it better be us then, right?
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
So, and then we got this article coming up really, really soon for Fine Lifestyles Magazine. If you can, get to their website, check it out.
It's finelifestyles.ca, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, finelifestyles.ca. You know what? When we're in Vancouver this weekend, we better pick up a couple issues and bring them back.
Bring them back. Hey, I wanted to, before we close out the show, which is probably only minutes away, Mark, and you have a lot of shout-outs, I want to thank Steamboat Springs, or Steamboat Soaps again.
Steamboatsoaps.com. I mean, without people like that, we wouldn't be here to do our show.
One of these days, Mark, we got to get out there. I'm not quite sure how far they are from Aspen, but we've spoke a couple times about being involved with the Aspen Film Festival.
Right.
So we're going to have to see about revisiting that opportunity again and get down to visit Debbie. And I want to see this barn, and I want to see the ranch, and I want to see Steamboat Springs. I mean, doesn't that sound like a nice,
sounds like some place I'd like to live.
Perfect place to raise a family.
Yeah. If I wasn't such a diehard Los Angelino, I may move to Steamboat
Boy,
Springs.
Boy, do you love this city, Mark.
That I do.
But Steamboat Springs, that sounds like it could be a land at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Don't they have something like, where's the name of the place where Cars is in California
Cars,
Adventure?
Cars Land.
No, but it's something Springs.
Radiator Springs.
Ranch Organics, Steamboat Soaps. So I know Steamboat Soaps, they're going to be in one of our upcoming bags as well, aren't they? One of our gift bags?
They are going to be in our Bobby Flay.
We're going to have to put out a request to Debbie and the Steamboat staff. See if they could send us a little package so we could test out that stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to. If it's half as good as the Ranch Organic brand, I think that they've got a winner. you know.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it is, Mark. It might even be better.
Did we get confirmation yet about Steamboat Show Company, if they are in Anthropology?
Not as of yet. We know ranches, but Steamboat, we'll look into that. Okay. I have a list of questions to send to Debbie.
I thought we would get an email or a text or something from them.
Oh, she's working, Mark. She doesn't have time to be sending us text. She's hardworking.
Yeah.
Hardworking in the barn.
I want to take just a moment to pass on some information to our listeners around the globe right now. You can always follow the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag, wowcreationsmedia.com. You can also follow us social media, because we're big in social media, at facebook.com/WowCreations. We're also on Twitter, WowCreations/WowHollywood. That's a little bit different, so don't get confused. We're always looking for more people to sign on to be friends with Facebook and LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com, also Flickr.
Hey, speaking of that, Mark, really quick, let me jump in there about Facebook. I requested to be friends with somebody recently. They turned us down. They said they're almost at 5,000.
Wow.
They just can't accept us as a friend. So how do you do with that? Anyhow, continue on, Mark. I just have to throw that in there.
You know, we also have a MySpace.com, and we also have Flickr. So we're big on the social media. So you can always watch, listen, see where we're going, what we got coming up by either following us, friending us, or just, you know, tuning into the radio show here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at www.latalkradio.com, the Tastemakers. You can also see a recap of the show or listen to a recap of the show or see what we did. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen to the show and see a recap and see a brief description of what the show covered.
Hey, Mark, I want to share with you three very, very important words. I think this might be turning into our slogan pretty quickly. Access is everything.
Access is everything. And don't forget, folks, we're also still, you can see us on reruns of
Storage Wars.
So our first episode as buyers is on Sunday night at, do we know what time?
7:30 Pacific time.
7:30
No,
Pacific.
I'm sorry, 7:30, I believe it's 7:30
across the board. Yeah, it's just 7:30. It'll be 7:30 here, it'll be 7:30 there. You just get the early feed. So it'll be 7:30 on the A&E network. Catch the Harris Brothers.
Our first episode.
Which is great. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show, and catch us again next week. Until then, ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.